This is the TTD, Tani Talk Daf, the shiur where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Gemara Sota, the weekend edition here on the TTD. Looking at Sota 36, it says, and we're going to do Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Mitzvah, Shem, Blin, Nedra, 36, 37, 38, 39. So we're looking at the idea of miracles. Come and see how many miracles were performed on that day. Israel crossed the Jordan the same day they came to Mount Gerizim, Mount Ebal, more than 60 mil away. No creature could stand up against them. Whoever stood up against them immediately lost control of his bowels. As it says, I shall send my fear before you. I shall confound the entire people among you. Come. And another verse says, may fear and terror befall them. The idea being, every single day, there is so much wonderfulness. There's so many miracles that Hashem does for us. How can we open our eyes to see them, to appreciate them, to understand them, and to find them relevant in our own life? And we see it to be in the aspect of our life. Look for the miracles, find the miracles, the fact that there is beautiful weather and how Hashem controls the weather, controls the world, that there's beautiful fruit, tasty food, gives you life, gives you money, gives you a wife and children, halavai, everybody should be zochem, gives you a house and car and wonderful things in life. Look for those miracles, hashkacha klalos, hashkacha pratis, in your life and in different aspects around you. Moving over to Sota 37. The Gemara talks about the idea how Benjamin the righteous merited to become the host to the presence of the Almighty. The host, as it says, between his shoulders does Hashem rest. That he was able to be able to, this person was able to be a host. I want to focus on the idea of hosts. You know, oftentimes in life, we talk about what we can do to be a host for the divine presence for Hashem. What can we do to bring more Kiddush Hashem to the world, to bring more sanctification of God's name to this world? Yes, host people in your home. If you can't afford it, figure out other ways to host. Use your time, resources, capabilities to give to those around you. What can we do to host and take care of people in our lives? Host your talents, host your abilities, host your voice, or host your writing ability or your editing ability. Do whatever you can to host things in your life to contribute to the world in many different ways. Let's move over to Gemara Sota 38. The Gemara talking about how the Torah states, you shall bless the children of Israel. The Kohanim shall recite the blessing in the holy tongue. You say that they're talking about the holy tongue, but maybe it's any language, but really they're talking about how this is so important to use the holy tongue, to use Hebrew. Hebrew is a beautiful language, a wonderful language. We should use it in our lives and appreciate the fact that we could study Hebrew, read Hebrew, and learn Hebrew, especially those of us that went to day school and yeshiva for many, many years. It's not a given that people are bilingual, that they could read or even understand a language to any aspect. My wife and I try to talk Hebrew to one another in very small ways when we don't want the kids to understand something. And I'm much worse at Hebrew than my wife is. But even reading Tanakh, Lahavdil, reading Tanakh, reading the Torah, reading the aspects and reading Hebrew and davening is beautiful to be able to do Torah, be involved in Torah. It's a wonderful thing. Really understand how beautiful the Hebrew language is and how it is a pleasure and it is a wonderful zechus to be involved in Torah. So use it, and Hebrew, use it in your life, especially every single day. Moving over to Sota 39. Rava talks about when the Torah scroll has been opened, it's forbidden to converse even in a halachic manner, because it says when he began to read from the Torah scroll, all the people stood. So when we're talking about the idea that we should be involved in opening the Torah in our life every day, it's not easy to learn Torah all day. It's not easy to learn for hours, but make sure you open that Torah a little bit. Open the Daf Yomi, do a little Daf. Open Shtayim Mikra if you can. Get a little bit into it. I've fallen off Shtayim Mikra for a long time now, but hopefully one day I'll get back. At least do something. Read Torah articles, read Torah tidbits, read the OU emails, the daily emails. They take about a minute an email. I try to get 5 or 6, so it's even 5 or 6 minutes in the morning when you start your day just getting some Torah. Open that Torah in your life and make sure that it indulges yourself in your daily life in many different ways. Join us next time when we move over to Sota 40 here on the TTD, and I'm your host, Tani.